It's time for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer here on RNIB Connect Radio. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Hi, Toby. No, always good. Good to speak to you.
Matt, we're going to start this week with another call out for blind and partially sighted people to make contact with their MPs, this time to urge the government to continue the £20 weekly uplift to universal credit. As we know that the universal credit is being received by many blind and partially sighted people, there was a bit of a lively debate at Prime Minister's Questions this week about it. And I know the RNIB's legal rights team are doing as much to urge MPs from all sides to make sure that the government does keep the uplift.
Yeah, that's right. Clearly, the government extended universal credit at a time in COVID because clearly it was a vital part of the sort of national armoury to give people the economic wherewithal to manage through COVID. Their proposal is at the end of September that £20 a week is reduced. That uplift is basically taken away, which with 31 days in a month is about 87 quid a month. And there were some lively exchanges with the Prime Minister and with Therese Coffey at the dispatch box in Parliament this week about challenges about taking that away, because for many people who have been struggling through, that's been a bit of a lifeline, really. And clearly within that group, there have been a lot of blind and partially sighted people. So, as you say, we've been lobbying and working within our legal team and our welfare team to be making the point in the appropriate channels, as have a variety of other charities and organisations as well. So I think that battle is ongoing. I think, you know, one of the interesting parts of the debate with Therese Coffey in the week was, I think, her attestation that a couple of hours of work would fill the hole. And I think, you know, based on national wage and, well, actually less than national wage, where people could find work, you know, the thinking was actually it would take about 9 hours of work to actually sort of surface net 20 quid. So a bit more challenging in reality than maybe the government was making out. So, yeah, it's been a very thorny issue this week with lots of coverage in the press and lots of parliamentary time. And we will continue to make the debate and hope in the next, whatever, 2 weeks till the end of the month that we can bring about, you know, a change in government intention.
And I know the RNIB legal rights team are there to help you find your local MP and make contact with them. And also there is information about benefit checks on the RNIB website, and more details will come towards the end. It is going to be National Eye Health Week from the 20th to the 26th of September, promoting good eye health and also making sure that people keep up their regular eye tests. It can't be stressed more heavily on how important it is to make sure that you keep up your regular eye tests, not only to keep up your eye health, but also going to your tests can also show so much more than vision. There's obviously a lot of information on the RNIB website about eye health and sight loss. And, you know, people should really keep up their eye health checks, shouldn't they?
Yeah, I mean, as with any health condition, getting in early and keeping ahead of any problems that might emerge is vital. And it is eye health is that writ large. It's the same as any other medical sort of issue that might emerge for people. So as a charity, we've always been very conscious, as we were through in COVID actually, to really encourage people to go and present themselves. If they have an issue, go into the health service, you know, talk about what you've got. And to your point, Toby, make sure you stick to your routines of your eye checkups to make sure you stay on top of the condition of your eyes. You know, clearly for most of us, we go through a eye health check and it's just a question of maybe changing our glasses spec or something. But clearly for people, it might well be the route to finding something a little bit more serious, you know, which needs slightly more involved treatment. So eye health is one of those things, I think, where people sort of put off the evil day, not because it's difficult, just because you think, oh, well, it doesn't matter and I'll go again and don't make a fuss. And yet that's exactly the wrong thing to do. You should be going in and making sure you stick to your routines on your regular checkups. And as I say, if you have an issue presenting yourself to the health service, it's particularly a strong message, Toby, you know, through and now sort of after COVID. Again, we were all staying at home to protect the NHS, and now people will feel, well, you know, hearing stories of waiting lists are X people long or Y months long, and I either don't want to make a fuss or it's going to be too long and I can't be bothered to wait. Well, that's not what you should be doing. You should be presenting yourself, because even if it takes a little longer to be seen, the sooner you are seen and the sooner you have whatever it is diagnosed, even if it's a clean bill of health, you know, from your eye health checkup, then the better. So National Eye Health Week next week is an important week for everybody who works in the sort of sector and industry to highlight these messages and get people to take their eye health very, very seriously.
And we're going to finish on sport, but this time on running, as there were a number of RNIB employees who very successfully completed the Great North Run. And there will be also RNIB employees taking part in the London Marathon on Sunday, the 3rd of October. And people can support our runners in many ways, including joining the RNIB cheer team for the London Marathon.
Yes, it's a very sort of, this part of autumn is always quite a congested period in terms of, you know, all these events starting after people have come back from summer holidays and schools are back and things, and before the weather gets too chilly and too dark. So, yeah, we had the Great North Run in Newcastle last weekend, which had a slightly different course because of COVID, I think, didn't go down to the coast, but stayed in the city. And we had about 15 plus runners there who raised between them over 12 grand on the day, which is great, you know, just about a grand each. It's a fabulous achievement, so really indebted to all those people who ran last week. And we had one of our staff members who participated, and she ran a personal best, so that was a really good thing. And now we look forward in about 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks time, to the London Marathon, which has two events. You've got the sort of real London Marathon in London, which is about 50,000 people running the usual course, and then there is the virtual London Marathon for others who can do 26 miles, you know, over the 24 hours of the 3rd of October. We've got three staff members and one sort of support runner running in the London Marathon. So big thank you to those three. I've name checked them on an internal video today. And I think we've got about 100 people running, maybe a bit less, but nudging 100 people running for the RNIB in the London Marathon this year. So as you say, we've got a sort of support team set up of people being strategically dotted around the course to sort of cheer the RNIB on and refuel people as they go through. So if any of your listeners, you know, in the London area particularly want to join, please go on the website, and I'm sure you'll pump out the details as well, and they'll be able to come along and help the RNIB sort of squad who's cheering on the RNIB. I'm actually doing it, Toby, in a virtual event. I've done it twice before, run it when I was a bit younger. And now I've got a couple of replacement hits. My running days are behind me, but I'm going to be briskly walking it in a virtual sense and trying to do it in about 6 hours on the Sunday at home. So going out for a training walk stroke run tonight, actually. So I'll be in the midst of it as well. So happy to talk to you the week after about how I've got on. But yeah, it's a great cause. And, you know, I'm very delighted that we've got so many people supporting the RNIB in the London Marathon.
I wish you luck with your marathon at home, Matt. And to find out more about how to contact your local MP regarding the £20 uplift universal credit through the RNIB legal rights team, or if you would like to support the RNIB runners in this year's London Marathon, or if you have any questions relating to sight loss, do visit the RNIB website, that's rnib.org.uk, or you can call the RNIB helpline on 03 03 123 9999. Well, thank you, Matt, once again for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, thank you, Toby. My pleasure as ever.